This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The NFL draft goes to Vegas. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The spectacle that is the NFL draft kicked off last night in Vegas. Local police say they are expecting 200,000 spectators per day for 3 days. For some comparison, about 300,000 people came to Las Vegas for New Year's. Marketplace's Andy Euler is joining me now live from Vegas to fill us in on the big to-do. Andy, morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So 200,000 people really show up to watch someone announce which players are going to play for which teams next year?
Yeah, I could tell you that firsthand, they do. And this year's draft feels like even more of a spectacle. For one, it's on the Las Vegas Strip, so there's everything that comes along with that. And the NFL's actually playing it up pretty well. They've constructed this theater, and fans have to download an app to get in. Now, it's free, but that's a lot of data. And full disclosure, this is my first time in Las Vegas, so it was kind of hard for me to differentiate between just normal activity and the crowds that were on the Strip yesterday. But I assume that not everybody wears their favorite team's jersey when they head here for a getaway.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because you've got 200,000 people a day coming to see, you know, who's going to play. That is like double the number of people who attended the actual Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. And it's super interesting. I've been thinking about this a bunch. The Super Bowl pits two teams together to determine the league's champion at the end of the season. This event features basically all 32 teams. Each of the teams and their fans get to speculate and study who they think is going to make their team better next year. And the hope is that that player is still going to be there when their turn to pick comes up. Now, the draft is a traveling show. It was in New York for a long time before it became such a big deal. It's set to be in Kansas City next year, but the folks here have been talking about making Vegas the permanent home. But again, maybe that's just wishful thinking from the tourism folks that I've been speaking to here.
Yeah. Marketplace's Andy Euler on the road for us in Vegas. Rough assignment. Thank you so much.
You got it, Sabri.
Airbnb says its employees can work remotely forever, if that's what they want. And importantly, it won't affect their pay. Some companies have different pay scales for different locations with different costs of living. So if you relocate, it might affect your pay. Not for Airbnb employees. The company said remote work forever will let them recruit people from everywhere, not just within commuting distance of their offices.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
It's been about 3 decades since Take Our Daughters to Work Day began. A generation ago, Gloria Steinem started it as a way to help girls learn about different careers. It later expanded to become Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. You could say that for the past 2 years, for some parents, every day has been take your kid to work day. Now, more employees are going back to actual workplaces. And yesterday, which was the official day, some brought their kids with them. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
6-year-old Charlie Galla is in Grand Central Terminal in New York, on his way to work with his dad at the software company Datadog. To prepare, Charlie decided to dress like his dad.
Button-down shirt, sneakers.
Which seems just right for a tech company. And actually being at one is kind of an unusual experience for Charlie, his brother Lyle, and their dad John.
I've been working in a home office for all this time, and they would sometimes peek in and poke up their faces on Zoom calls, but it's fun to get them back in there and see the sort of adult world and where things happen and people go.
Charlie kind of wants to work in a tech-related field, as he and his brother Lyle describe.
I'm a video game developer.
But I do it in space.
This kind of creativity should be encouraged, says Serbi Lal. She's one of the board co-chairs for the nonprofit Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work.
I think one of our jobs as some of the grown-ups in the world is to say, here are the possibilities that exist. And we want to encourage you to think about other possibilities that don't.
Earlier in the pandemic, when fewer people were going into work, the organization started offering virtual programming on this day. This year, students could stream a discussion between different workers, including, a video game designer and a public health specialist. Serbi Lal says this is especially useful for kids whose parents can't take them to work.
There's a lot of people who work in environments where it maybe may not be appropriate for kids to be there. And so this gives kids a way to really interact with professionals and also think about what it is that they might want to do.
The day has its critics, including Richard Reeves of the Brookings Institution, a think tank. He runs the Future of the Middle Class initiative there.
It just immediately struck me as a practice that is almost designed to pass on status from one generation to the next.
Reeve says employers should make a point to reach out to kids who don't have family ties.
The idea of opening your doors to young people to come and experience working life is a really good one. What makes it a great one is if you can give that experience to young people who would otherwise not get that experience.
Reeve says it's good for children whose parents work in a grocery store to see what it's like inside, say, a think tank. And for a kid whose parent works in a think tank to see what it's like to work in construction. A kind of take someone else's kid to work day. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.